File 4.
AudiobookForFree.com would like audiobooks producers and publishers to place their existing audiobooks or plays into our website. We will generate advertising income using those books, and we will share this income with all contributors.
To see how successful meetings really took place, a woman researcher put hidden cameras in the ceiling of a party of 200 men and 200 women who didn't know each other. Afterward, in analyzing the film, every time a man approached a woman, she backed up the film. And there she saw that two-thirds of the time, it was the woman who incited the male. How do women initiate counters? The same way kids do it. The same way the birds and the bees and all the wonderful animals in God's kingdom do it. With an attention-getting device. A smile, perhaps a wink. Research has shown that dancing alone to the music, even touching your neck while smiling at him, has a powerful effect. Incidentally, throw all old-fashioned rules right out the window. Talk to him first. Don't worry about his brain clutter. A man goes temporarily brain dead when an attractive woman approaches him anyway. Sisters, do not be hesitant about making the first move. If you need more courage, think of it this way. Female choice is an evolutionary mandate given to woman so she may select the best mate and thus assure the survival of the species. You are merely fulfilling your instinctive destiny when you overtly lure the handsome stranger. Mother Nature would approve. Still shy? Do you feel he'll think you are too forward if you smile broadly at him in the crowd or accidentally brush up against him? You won't. Because happily the male ego takes over, retroactively. 10 minutes later, he won't even realize that it was not he who made the initial overture. Again, in the interest of adding my own research to the established findings, I decided to give it a try. I was dining alone recently at one of the ubiquitous TGIF restaurants in upstate New York, where I was giving a talk the next day to a singles group. As I was finishing dinner, I was running the next day's seminar program over in my mind. In my talk, I had planned to do a segment on the smile, in which I would tell women how important it is to smile at a man she'd like to get to know. Then I thought to myself, Leo, you hypocrite. Tomorrow morning you'll be telling women to have the courage to smile at handsome, safe-looking strangers, and you don't even have the nerve to do it yourself? While ruminating over this, I spotted a great-looking man reading while finishing his dinner a few tables from me. I thought, okay, Lil, courage. Let's try it. So I smiled at handsome stranger. The poor chap looked a little stunned, and he dove his astonished nose back into his book. But soon after, he looked up again. I smiled again. Once more, his nose disappeared into his reading material. A few minutes later, handsome stranger got up and walked past my table to go to the men's room. As he passed, I forced myself to smile yet again. The perplexed fellow kept on walking, scratching his head. But then it got interesting. On the way back from the men's room, he walked very slowly by my table. Once more I looked up at him and, you guessed it, I smiled. Handsome stranger stopped walking. After the flood of smiles I drowned him in, it was perfectly logical to start chatting, as though we had been formally introduced. He joined me at my table for coffee. Well, I invited this gentleman, his name was Sam, to attend my seminar the next morning, which he did. And, to illustrate the smile part of my seminar, I told the audience the story, without revealing his identity, of course, of how my smile engineered a meeting with a lone diner. After the seminar, Sam came up to me and said, "You know, Leola, that was an interesting story you told about meeting a man in a TGIF restaurant. I suppose it was me you were talking about?" "Yes, Sam, it was you," I said. "But," he added, looking thoroughly confused and quite sincere, "I thought it was I who made the approach to you." "Sure, Sam." "So I tell you, sisters, the male ego is a wondrous thing. Have the courage to smile broadly. Nod, point to a chair, invite him to sit, or choose almost any corny, obvious maneuver, and he will take credit for the successful meeting. He will forget that he didn't make the first approach." Technique number 5 for huntresses. Make the first move. Huntresses, when you spot possible quarry, Nature decrees that you must make the first move. Do not wait for his approach. You go ahead and smile, wink, or dance alone to the music while looking at him flirtatiously. It's as close to jabbing his buttocks with a syringe filled with pee as you can get. If it doesn't work, you go up and talk to him. Now I'd like to share a few more physical techniques to kickstart love before we get into the specifics of conversation. Here's a way to start making your quarry's insides go all funny over you. Let's start with two of the most potent weapons you have to trigger love at first sight. They're right above your nose. Many lovers swear, "I fell in love the moment I looked into his or her eyes." A man may be classified as a breast man or a leg man. Incidentally, guess what part of the male anatomy a British study determined all women look at? Hint, they do it as he's walking away. You guessed it. Women are incurable buns watchers. But researchers have ascertained that everybody is an eye person. Powerful eye contact immediately stimulates strong feelings of affection. This was proven once and for all in a study called The Effects of Mutual Gaze on Feelings of Romantic Love. Researchers put 48 men and women who didn't know each other in a big room. They gave them directions on how much eye contact to have with their partners during casual conversation. Afterwards, the researchers asked each participant how he or she felt about the various people they had spoken with. The results? The Journal of Research and Personality reports, quote, "Subjects who were gazing at their partner's eyes and whose partner was gazing back reported significantly higher feelings of affection than subjects in any other condition." Let's say that in less technical language. When you lock eyeball to eyeball with the attractive stranger, it helps put the match to the flame of love. Why does eye contact have such fiery consequences? Unrelenting eye contact creates a high emotional state similar to fear. When you look directly and potently into someone's eyes, their body produces chemicals like phenylethylamine. That's the one we spoke about called pee that jolts the sensations of being in love, thus making strong, almost threateningly intense eye contact with your quarry is one of the first steps in making them fall in love with you. How long do you have to look into their baby blues or browns or grays or greens? A British scientist determined that on the average, when talking, people look at one another only 30 to 60% of the time. This is not enough to rev up the engines of love at first sight. A prominent researcher named Zick Rubin, in his study on the, quote, "measurement of romantic love," found that people who are deeply in love gaze at each other much more while talking, and they are slower to look away when someone intrudes upon their world. He confirmed this through a trick experiment. He asked dating couples a long series of questions so he could first rate the pairs on how much they loved each other. The couples, unaware of their rating, were then put in a waiting room and told, "The experimenter will be with you shortly to start the experiment." Unbeknownst to them, that was the experiment. Hidden cameras recorded how much time the couple spent staring into each other's eyes. The higher the couple had scored on the loving each other test, the more time they spent looking at each other, the less love they felt for each other, the fewer number of seconds they made eye contact. So, to give your quarry the subliminal sense that the two of you are already in love, a self-fulfilling prophecy, dramatically increase your eye contact while the two of you are chatting. Push it up to 75% of the time or more if you want to get the pee gushing through their veins. Gentlemen, it works, especially with women. Intense eye contact awakens those primal, unsettling, sexy feelings in your quarry, that blissfully nervous feeling that floods over people when they start to fall in love. Several years ago, I hired a carpenter to put an additional window in my office. Now, Jerry wasn't terribly good-looking, and he was certainly no mental giant. But for some strange reason, I found this carpenter very attractive. There was an indefinable, mysterious quality about Jerry. It was unsettling. Primal, sexy. I didn't permit myself to indulge in my little infatuation, however. Perhaps it was because seducing him was neither professionally correct nor otherwise desirable under the circumstances. Or perhaps it was because Jerry's other qualities weren't emblazoned on my love map. However, thoughts of Jerry filled my fantasies for weeks. Then I didn't see Jerry for several years. But just recently, while working on how to make anyone fall in love with you, I needed shelves to hold my research materials. So, naturally, I called Jerry. There I am, 8 o'clock Saturday morning, putting on makeup as though I were going to try to make the kill. Anyway, Jerry arrives on my doorstep, 10 pounds heavier, 3 years older, but just as sexy. However, this time, thanks to my recent research, 5 minutes into our conversation, I realized why he had turned me on. Every time I said something, Jerry's eyes lingered on mine. After I had finished speaking, even during the silences, his eyes stayed glued to mine. That quality, I realized, is what I had found so unsettling and primal and sexy. As our discussion about my shelves progressed, I also realized why he was holding the eye contact longer. He wasn't trying to be sexy. He wasn't fascinated by me. It wasn't because he couldn't take his eyes off me. It wasn't because he knew the technique. It was simply because Jerry took an extra beat for my, I'd like the shelves 11 inches wide, to sink into his brain, because Jerry wasn't all that bright. Technique number 6. Sticky eyes. When conversing with your quarry, exaggerate your eye contact. Search for their optic nerve. Lock eyes with your quarry to give the aura of already being in love. And gentlemen, whenever you are talking with your quarry, let your eyes stay glued to hers just a little longer, even during the silences. When you must look away, do so reluctantly. Drag your eyes away from hers, as though they had been stuck with warm taffy. Now, gentlemen, a warning. If the lady is not attracted to you, this can be really obnoxious. You'll come across as a stalker. But if she's attracted to you, I promise she will find it very exciting. And now we come to another way our eyes can get the chemicals flowing through your quarry's veins. This is the one women can use to more powerful advantage. A curious phenomenon happens to our eyes when a man and woman begin to feel comfortable with each other and the rumblings of love start to resonate through their bodies. As lovers are lulled by the good feelings, their eyes become ever more courageous. Instinctively, inadvertently, their eyes start to wander lovingly over each other's faces, hair, necks. Then they become bolder, and their eyes venture down to their partner's shoulders. A dreaminess sets in. To push your relationship with a new quarry to this next step of intimacy, use the technique I call a visual voyage. As the conversation progresses, let your eyes slide slowly down your quarry's nose to their lips. Caress their lips with your eyes for a moment or two, then slowly venture south to their neck. Gentlemen, that's where you stop. Anything below the neck and you're cruising into dangerous seas. You can sink the ship if your eyes travel too far south and vacation there too long. But ladies, if all is going well, you can travel beyond, way beyond. Let your eyes drift right down to his chest. Back and forth, even lower to his tummy, then down to his belt buckle, no farther. Then look back up into his eyes and give him a big approving smile, like you really liked what you saw. This is guaranteed to get those sexy feelings running through his system.